Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the weekend. Happy, happy Friday. Hour number three begins. It's 8:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hang on that drum, baby. Welcome to this Friday. Supreme Court, one of your top stories. 3 hours yesterday spent on presidential immunity. Where does it begin and end? How much power should a president have? Debating, talking about a lot of those things. We won't really get a ruling probably till the end of June. Locally, citizens line up Alachua County Commission meeting to support single-member districts. That is the way to go, single-member districts. And we've got special guests in the studio celebrating a special day. It is Arbor Day. So I want to welcome Ludi Bond and Joe McKenzie from the Florida Forest Service. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Very well. Thank you.
Hey, why do we need a Forest Service?
So the Florida Forest Service, we have initial attack responsibilities for all wildfires in the state of Florida, except that's on federal lands. So we do that, but we also manage more than 1 million acres of state forest. So sometimes people will confuse Florida Forest Service and Florida State Parks, because we have state forest and state parks, but we have a little over 30 state forests throughout the state.
And what can we do as a citizen? How can we use forests? In other words, the availability, what activities are allowed?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, when people think of state parks, it's primarily recreation, but right. With state forests, most of our state forests are working forests. So we have recreation opportunities, camping, hiking, birding, et cetera. But then we also grow and harvest timber. We promote longleaf pine restoration. We promote good habitat for endangered species. So it's a little more complex with state forests.
So Joe McKenzie, you're brand new to this whole thing. You've been at it how long?
About 35 years, Bob.
You're catching on, you think?
Just trying to
think. It could be a career for you?
I think so. I'm not quite sure yet, but it's looking that way.
Give me an idea, just a quick overview of like day-to-day activities. You know, what do you do as part of the job?
Well, as a forester, Bob, it's really all about trees and people and finding the best matches between the two.
Don't say matches. You're with the Forestry Service. Oh, my gosh. You guys are done now. It was a nice career. 35 years you made it, Joe.
I did make that mistake. But, yes, trees, I mean, I've always been enthusiastic about trees. I mean, just to give you an idea, I would say my enthusiasm level for trees is almost up there with your enthusiasm for jackets.
Wow. Now, that's saying something.
That's amazing. That's
and so you put me maybe a little bit on the spot. I'm going to have to put you on the spot now, because I think, if it's not already a requirement, that you should be able to recite the poem by Joyce Kilmer, Trees. I'll tell you what.
No pressure.
Settle for a first line or two.
The best time to plant a tree was 30 years ago. The second best time is now. And I'm not sure if that can be attributed to her.
Is he trying to get out of it? No, Joyce was a man. I made the same mistake. But yeah, Joyce Kilmer. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. And it goes from there. But just remember my mom didn't recite the whole poem, but she would always give me the opening line. You know, it was just a, you know, like you have to know this. if you're in the tree business.
Well, that's a beautiful poem, Bob, but one that I like in particular is by a teacher named Lucy Larkham, and that goes, "He who plants a tree plants a hope."
And that is one of the few holidays that we celebrate that's not on a past event. It's hope for the future.
It's a future event.
I stole that from your material.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. Arbor Day, which, you know, arbor is Latin for tree, so it's a day that we really do focus on the future and what trees have to offer us. And when we get into that question, it really is a long answer. I mean, everything from beauty to wildlife habitat, solar power comes from trees, really. As when you think about it, trees are solar powered. They're biodegradable, renewable, recyclable, and they provide all the benefits that we mentioned.
And habitat for the critters.
Habitat.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, Bob, over 5,000 different products can be made from trees.
Yeah, I knew there was a lot. I mean, toilet paper is number one on the list, I think, for most.
People always think of paper products and pencils, but there's so much more from this. Is it the cellulose, Joe, that what is the actual resin, a binding component to it for ice cream, yogurt, lipstick?
I saw that. Shampoo, hot dogs even.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get your fiber in your hot dog.
Yeah.
Real fiber.
Once you get beyond the obvious products like lumber and cardboard and paper, there's a whole host of products that we don't ordinarily think about trees. Cellulose is the word for makeup of the wood, and if we take that cellulose, it can be used in a variety of products as, say, a thickening agent in shampoo or salad dressing or shakes at fast food places. So,
That sounds delicious.
Even hot dogs.
You guys should have brought some of that stuff.
As a matter of fact, glass frames can be made from substances.
No wonder they're so expensive. Really? They must be made from the exotic trees from South America.
I need some mulch for my yard. Y'all guys got to help me out with that a little bit, too.
So, Ludi, let me ask you. Mm-hmm. People see smoke and they're like, oh my gosh, what are they doing? They're starting fires. But a lot of the fires you're doing to prevent a real big forest fire, aren't you?
Well, prescribed fire is a way that we mimic the natural role of fire. And here in the Southeast, the majority of our native plant and animal species are dependent on fire. So we're really fortunate that we have laws in place and policies in our state where we are a right to burn state. And actually, we burn an average of over about 2.1, 2.5 million acres a year, which is 20% of all prescribed burn acres in the United States.
Wow.
Yes, we are the role model for the rest of the country. And if you think back 25 years ago, we had a lot of really big wildfires in Florida, and we don't have them anymore. We still have plenty of fires, but we don't have the real large ones. And that's because we do prescribed burning.
You're staying ahead of the curve. You're just kind of helping nature along a little bit so they don't get huge and devastating. Oh, I wanted to mention, Governor DeSantis set aside $100 million to put into what we call the Wildlife Corridor. Mm-hmm. What's your role in preserving that? And you also had mentioned ag as being part of that.
Yeah, so before we got on the air, we were talking about the two top industries in the state of Florida, tourism and agriculture, and the timber industry is the top agriculture crop, actually, and half of our state is forested. But back to the corridor, as that moves through the state of Florida, it's going to involve federal lands, state lands, so we don't really play a part in putting that together, but some of those corridors certainly do go through some of our state forests, so we play a part that way, as well as trails and the Florida Trail and other things that go through our forests.
And this also helps our Florida aquifer as well, right? It's like a recharge area.
It does, and when we have lands that are able to be turned into state lands and state forest and away from development, you know, that's always a plus for us. As we know in Florida, land use is changing all the time. We're going to be almost like roof to roof in some areas, unfortunately. So whenever we're able to acquire lands and manage them for the natural resources and for habitats for animals, that's really what we need to do.
It really is.
Absolutely.
Like a win-win. And every time you come in, we learn something new. We learn that Joe now is going to torture the younger ones that are coming in to be trained. They'll have to learn that poem inside and out now, so I feel bad for them. Thanks for being a good sport about it, Joe.
Absolutely, Bob.
I just figured, man, that's, you got to know that one. But, you know, my mom's a little bit older than you and I, so
there you go.
She'd be about 99, in fact.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
By the way, the other thing is, this is National Arbor Day. This was established in 1970, but we also have Florida Arbor Day, which is when?
Florida Arbor Day is recognized in the on the third Friday in January. And another unique thing about Arbor Day is there is a little bit of variability due to the geographical location of the different states. So Arbor Day initially was started in the state of Nebraska back in early 1880s. It was started by a media personality, very similar to both of you, who recognized a worthy cause.
Good looking. Yeah.
All the above.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But,
based for radio.
Sterling Morton was his name, and in the state of Nebraska, there was plenty of wide open plains, but not so many trees. So Sterling Morton.
He was a salty feller.
He saw a need and recognized it.
I see what you did there.
and put some of his energies into improving that situation. So he originated the idea of planting trees to increase the number of them, and it spread throughout the different states. And by 1886, Florida initiated its Arbor Day.
And you guys continue the legacy today with the work that you're doing, and it's much appreciated. So it is Arbor Day. Plant a tree. What was it? 45 to 60 million trees are planted in Florida per year. That's pretty good.
Yeah, for every pine tree that's harvested, 3 to 5 more are planted. So I know a lot of people will be concerned when they see the clear cutting or thinning or other harvesting of trees.
It's going to come back even better.
That's right.
Love
it. More planted.
Ludi Bond, Joe McKenzie, Florida Arbor Day. Celebrated in January, National Arbor Day, celebrated today. We appreciate what you do for the Florida Forest Service. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on the air.
8:17 on the Bob Rose Show. Great bumper music, Greg.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sean Hannity.
Now, this $1 billion in Palestinian aid, where did that money go?
3 weekdays.
It went towards building terror tunnels and buying munitions so they could kill Israelis.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Morning, Greg. How you doing?
I am living the dream.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
You got to pump it up. It's 8:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Home and Garden Show going on this weekend. And this is going to be at Alachua County Sports and Events Center, Celebration Point. So Saturday, 10 to 5, Sunday, 11 to 4. It's $5 to get in. Free parking, kids 10 and under. Free everything, anything that you want for your home and or your garden can probably be found there. They've got 140 vendors.
That's amazing.
It is. So that's a very nice event that everybody, I think, could go to and appreciate. There's lots of other things going on this weekend as well. Man, great folks, Joe McKenzie and Ludi Bond. Of course, Ludi, long time, like, I guess you'd call her friend of the station.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's, yeah. And Joe, this was his first time. I didn't mean to really put him on the spot with a poem. I mean, I should never assume, you know, but I figure, look, I'm just a high school graduate.
Right.
So I guess sometimes I assume if I know something, everybody knows something and probably a lot more. So I can't assume somebody now because they love trees doesn't mean they love poetry.
That's true.
But I will recite it anyway to torture everyone.
Oh, great. Stand by. Get comfortable, folks.
Trees. No, it's quick.
Okay.
Trees by Joyce Kilmer,
yeah.
Who is a male, by the way, and I made that mistake a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not personally.
No, I get it.
It wasn't at a club.
Could have been.
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree, a tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. Thank you very much. Trees by Joyce Kilmer.
As read by Bob Rose.
You know what? It reminds me of my mom. And some things just hit you.
Oh,
and
sure. Yeah.
He was talking all about trees, and I go, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to bring that up.
Oh, yeah.
But
good stuff.
Good sport about it.
Thanks,
good fun.
What is it? Appreciate
it. And by the way, the reason we're talking about this is it is National Arbor Day. And then Florida has another one that comes up the end of January, is it? Third Friday in January, to be precise.
Yep.
All right.
I want to go home and work in the yard today, I think.
I got to tell you, you think about it. And we brought this up several times before, and I had no idea. 45 to 60 million trees are planted now, as Ludi alluded to.
That, welcome to my world, Ludi.
That they, you know, that they actually, it's an ag product.
Yes.
You know, timber's a product. Oh, yeah. But for every tree that they take down, what do? They plant three
or four. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's good. So that's part of that planting procedure. But I always thought, why isn't everybody planting trees? And I mean it. I'm being totally literal in this. We should all be planting trees because wouldn't that be one of the most direct things we can do of this climate issue?
Absolutely.
I mean, regardless of who it is, why it is, we know plants and trees love CO2.
Yep.
And they love to breathe out oxygen.
And we like that a lot on a daily basis.
I was in my office. I did this yesterday, actually. I did some heavy breathing on my plant.
Right.
Because it's like feeding them.
Sure.
So remember when they used to say, if you talk to your plant, they'll be healthier?
Mm-hmm.
Now you know why.
That's right.
Because you're feeding them carbon dioxide.
And they just thought it was what they were saying. Little did they realize.
Yeah, I don't think that had as much to do with it.
Yeah.
But I do think that at a cellular level, Greg,
yes,
we're all interconnected in this universe of love. See that?
Wow, I feel better.
I'm vibrating. Already.
Yes.
Such a high level right now. Can you tune into that?
I thought that was the AC kicking in.
Can you dig it, man?
Pick it up with Bob's putting down.
All right.
Because he's spreading it this morning.
I am.
Like fertilizer at a garden.
We do have serious issues going on. Supreme Court. Yeah, for 3 hours. For 3 hours.
Wow.
How'd you like that? You know, you go, they got a great gig, man.
Oh, man.
It's a lifetime gig, you know?
Yep.
But you want to spend 3 hours listening to, you know, the thoughts of several attorneys and their
droning.
You know, their idea about the Constitution and, you know, presidential immunity. And it's like, Yeah, be careful what you wish for. You really want that as a gig?
Mm.
But important work is being done that'll affect, well, the current administration possibly.
And everyone to come.
Previous, but certainly in the future.
And that's the scary part.
Yeah, it's...
Well, you know, like, careful what you wish for, because the other side can use it against you at some point.
Yeah, kind of like the whole FISA thing.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Mm. It is 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Friday, and we still have plenty more to talk about, including buyers for TikTok. Anybody? We'll delve into that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
I'm just so happy when I listen to the sky. I hear the truth.
I am so happy. I can just scream.
Sad.
I'm very sad the way this country is going.
Woke stuff in Florida breaks my heart.
Angry.
I'm ticked off.
I'm ticked off, and I know sky listeners are angry too.
When did we start listening to these freaking weirdos?
No matter the emotion.
I go back and forth with my emotions, but I know I get the truth on the sky.
Talk about it here on the sky.
Thanks, sky. It's really important.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In any election year,
we're all suffering a lot of political fatigue.
Your voice matters.
I get the right spin on the sky.
But the lefty tribalism is toxic.
That's broken up so many families, you know, and it's a shame. It really is.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Welcome to it, the weekend. Happy Friday. It's 8:35. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And if you're looking to beat traffic before you head out, turn on the Bob Rose Show on your smart speaker. Just say play 97.3 The Sky. It's that easy. Nice.
We like easy.
I catch up on some of the things that are going on. Everybody tells you about the chaos on college campuses. And we always look for something maybe a little bit different because this stuff can be, I don't know, it kind of brings you down, especially when you hear about it over and over again.
Yeah.
Anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian, and pro-Hamas protesters who camped out in Harvard Yard on Wednesday received a rude awakening overnight as automatic sprinklers switched on, soaking tents and sending the activists into a panic, many of whom clearly hadn't showered in days. So...
Well, they got one.
Somebody had to say, don't worry, there's no soap in the water. Yep, two more sprinklers turned on at the edge of the encampment near one of the halls, and it began to hit tents, and the protesters rushed over. And, well, they were so smart, they covered the sprinklers with buckets and sat on them.
Okay.
What Fonzie used to say, or Ralph Mouth, sit on it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Don't mess with Texas. That's coming from Reverend Franklin Graham.
Ooh.
He was giving some high praise to the governor, Greg Abbott, for taking a hard stance against anti-Israel protesters gathered at the University of Texas at Austin. You know, Austin is, it's Texas' version of Gainesville, right? I understand they have great barbecue, great entertainment.
Oh, yeah, it's a musical town, yeah.
Yeah, but other than that,
no.
Yeah. Don't mess with Texas. Anti-Israel protests ramped up University of Texas at Austin with students yelling at the police, pigs go home. Wow. Pigs go home?
That's original.
Yeah. What? I don't get it. They're having protests. I thought they were like, you know, pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel. Okay, I don't agree with that, but I understand their right to protest constitutionally. They have the right to do that. What's your beef with the cops exactly? I don't get it. Why do you hate the cops? They're keeping law and order for everyone.
Yeah.
That just goes to show you, like, oh, well, yeah, you don't get it. Like, we're used to protesting and having run-ins with the cops, so yeah, we hate them. Oh, because you were the same people, maybe, that were at the defund the police stuff? Oh, now I get it. Professional mm-hmm. protesters, rent-a-mob, definitely this is part of it. And they've showed it. That to me makes it very clear.
Oh, yeah.
And anyway, so, yeah, tip of the hat to both Governor Greg Abbott and to Reverend Franklin Graham. And it's just sad that
it is
the wonderful opportunities that are available in this country for everyone. Mm-hmm. Why are you bringing that hatred with you?
Well, and why do you try to punish, attack, mob, whatever, someone who is one of your equivalents, just a college student attending school? They're not in the IDF. They're not over in Gaza. They're not doing anything. They're just trying to go to school. What does basically abusing them get you? Nothing.
Yeah, how does it further, you know, whatever cause you think
exactly.
you
yeah.
represent? But these are the same people that support terrorist acts to get what they want. To which, if you ever cave in and allow terrorists to get their way politically, mm-hmm. governmentally, you're only going to see more of that everywhere. Because that
yeah.
will be,
yeah.
oh, we found the key that unlocks everything. All we got to do is, you know, kill, slaughter innocent people and acts
right.
of terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not going to stand for it. I got to give kudos to Senator Josh Hawley. He was on with Hannity, and he called some of these groups bougie jihadists. Bougie, which is kind of like the kind of term that they would throw at other people. Bourgeois. Yeah, the Missouri Republican labeled the protesters bougie jihadists. I just think that's great. He said, it shouldn't be that in this country, in this day and age, if you're a Jewish American, you fear for your life because all these bougie jihadists at these
wow.
universities whose brains are addled by TikTok Ooh. Are out there calling for your death, calling for the destruction of the state of Israel. I mean, what is going on in these campuses? Send in the National Guard. Wake these kids up. They ought to know they can't do this. They ought to know that they don't have any right to occupy these campuses. They don't have any right to threaten their fellow students. They ought to snap them out of it. Snap out of it.
I like Hawley. He's awesome.
And the National Guard would help.
The other thing that's been irritating me, and I know you have to put up with my rants off the air when they say it when we're listening to the news, you've got these college kids, these pampered college kids, whose parents are paying a whole bunch of money for them to go to school. Okay. They're paying to be there. It's not like you have a right to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wanting to demand that the colleges divest of anything Israeli related. I'm like, you could just go back home. You don't get to tell the college what they're going to do. You're paying to even be on the property. You don't get to be in charge. Go home and shut up. Oh,
and
it's not time for what's bugging you.
And we don't, you know, make the rules for other countries.
No.
I mean, there was a large group that got together through the UN, you know, to set aside that land for the state of Israel. So, yeah, I guess they have a lot of protesting to do and a lot of countries to go to, I guess. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Buckshot, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the thing about those protesters not liking the pigs, the cops, as we call them. And when we fought them overseas, we would joke, and the military would say something about, okay, let's fill a pig, an actual hog full of dynamite, and send it over there, because then they're going to lose on their 72 versions. Well, here, instead of using rubber bullets, maybe the cops ought to use bacon bullets.
Bacon.
I love bacon.
Let's go back to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Kay, good morning.
Good morning. You guys are awesome. This is awesome coverage. I really appreciate it. And, you know, you guys have said it more than once. Just these people are all paid protesters, are getting paid big time, and we know who's paying them. And the same people who pay the student loans off to the universities who have lots of money. And it's time to just cut off funding, and send these people back to where they came from. Do not let them back into this country. They are the enemy of America. God bless you, people. You guys are doing an amazing job, and I just love WSKY. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Kay. We appreciate the compliment. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Tom, you're on the air.
So my daughter walks in. She's 17, and 17-year-old teenager, nightmare right there. She's got one of these energy drinks, and I go, what are you drinking? She goes, oh, it's just a bougie energy drink. And I go, a bougie energy drink? What's that? And she said, well, that's what all the rich girls drink. It's not really very good, but it's just a popular thing to drink. And I think that sums this all up. It's not really very good, but it's a popular thing that the idiots are doing. Thank you, guys. Have a great morning.
Yeah, there you go. That
bougie
makes sense.
Bougie jihadists. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a great line.
Again, you have the right to protest, but, you know, are you a student of that school? That, you know, would be very important. And if you're not, you're trespassing.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, one thing. And, yeah, you have to have decorum. And a lot of these, I mean, I just hate to see the venom and the hatred.
Yeah.
You know? That's sad. In fact, USC is canceling their main graduation, University of Southern California, due to the anti-Israel protests.
Unreal.
All right. We've got plenty more to talk about. Different things coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:45, and you're listening to the Friday edition of the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky.
I started in the service industry, worked my way up.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
And people act like you don't have those same opportunities. It's not a question of whether or not you have the opportunity. It's a question of whether you want to get off your ass and work.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome to the Bob Rose Show. Friday edition. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
It's going to be another day in paradise. It's going to be a nice weekend.
Yeah.
And home shows going on, the Our Town Home Garden. You know, the Home and Garden Show.
Yeah, you know. Over there at Celebration Point. Saturday and Sunday. $5 for adults. Get in.
I was looking at this story, and I'm trying to figure out a way to really kind of put it in a concise way.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say this. You remember the whole brouhaha at NPR,
yes,
where one of their longtime writers and editors came forward and wrote an op-ed piece basically slamming NPR, but not really slamming them, just telling it like it is. Their left of center approach to everything. And and well,
full of liberals. Anybody who is in charge of anything, pretty much from the left.
And you know, the chief of NPR, Catherine Maher, well, I don't think she took too kindly to it, and she tried to defend these things that, you know, didn't seem to be defensible. I mean, it is what it is. But apparently, you know, they didn't see eye to eye. Anyway, he quit or got fired, whatever the case is. But there's this story, and Christopher Rufo, from the City Journal, put this out, an opinion piece, and Fox News picked it up. And, well, it says, radical NPR chief Catherine Maher's top secret agenda. And without getting too far into the weeds, it paints a picture of her being heavily involved in some things that you wouldn't think.
Okay.
Yeah. A woman named Catherine Maher has recently come to greater prominence. She was involved in the wave of color revolutions that took place in North Africa in the 2010s and supported the post-George Floyd upheavals in the United States in the 2020s. She was also CEO of Wikimedia Foundation, which runs the online encyclopedia Wikipedia, and just recently was named the new CEO of National Public Radio. Now, she's already been embroiled in controversy, as I explained. Her longtime editor, Yuri Berliner, who now has resigned, accused her of left-wing bias and suppressing dissent. Well, this writer found additional facts that raised questions about her role as a regime change agent, both foreign and domestic.
What?
Yeah. The first part of her career, it seems that she seemed to follow the wave of U.S.-backed revolutions through the Middle East and North Africa. She had a perfect background for this kind of work. She held a degree in Middle Eastern and Islamic studies from New York University. She studied in Cairo and Damascus. And at every step, she had managed to connect with powerful institutions, repeating their slogans and climbing their ranks. When asked about commentary on some of these things, she apparently did not respond to the request. Like during the volatile Arab Spring period, under a constantly rotating series of NGO affiliations, she went to multiple countries that were undergoing U.S.-backed regime change. Beginning in 2011, for example, she traveled multiple times to Tunisia, worked with regime change activists and government officials. In 2012, she traveled to a strategic city on the Turkey-Syria border, which had become a base for Western-backed opposition to Bashar al-Assad. Wow. The same year, she traveled to Libya, where the U.S. had just overthrown Muammar Gaddafi.
Yeah. Wow.
And it goes from there. Like I said, you know, it can kind of get in the weeds a little bit.
Yeah.
But let's just say that these NGOs and things and their interaction with intelligence gathering, let's just say kind of maybe there's some hand in glove scenarios here.
So it's interesting when you stop and consider, okay, she's running around the world and she's always in the middle of when things are happening. Regimes are changing, hotbeds of political change. And she transitions from that to lead a air quotes here, news agency. That's an interesting transition, going from almost making the news in a sense to now going to be presenting the news. But that's an odd connection for me. How do you make that? There's got to be more to it in her new role.
Yeah, well, according to this author, she learned the internet was a key asset on the new battlefield. The primary lesson of the Arab Spring was that Western technology, social media, encrypted messaging, mobile connectivity had become a powerful tool of regime change. Twitter, in particular, was an asset for dissidents in Egypt, Tunisia, and elsewhere. Over time, however, some of those dissidents grew skeptical of Ms. Maher, who seemed to be using the same platforms to penetrate activists in opposition circles. In 2016, after she became the CEO of the Wikimedia Foundation, to the puzzlement of some observers, one of her Tunisia contacts accused her of working with the CIA. She said, in fact, Catherine Maher is probably a CIA agent, said Slim Amamou, a digital activist and cabinet minister in Tunisia's transition government. So, yeah, is there a connection there? Her resume provides a map connecting political revolutions overseas with cultural revolution here at home. So I wonder how widely exposed this piece will become.
And what will her role be in the future of any regime change here or between? It just makes you so suspect.
Well, I mean, look, she's running a taxpayer-funded entity. We know that it is, right, at the very least, left of center. Mm-hmm. We know she's had involvement with regime changes.
That's weird.
Yeah. And
you're going to go from all of that to, and now here's a totally non-biased presentation of what's going on in the world. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, when that statement came out about Amamou, the guy that was working for Tunisia for change there, when that statement he said, probably working for the CIA, she responded defensively, saying that, you know, Amamou you know, turned against her, but denied the charge. I'm not any sort of agent. Don't defame me. There's no way to discern whether Maher was an agent, asset, or otherwise connected with the CIA, but her official status, however interesting it may be to speculate about, is irrelevant in practice. She was undoubtedly advancing the agenda of the national security apparatus. So, maybe not an employee per se. Yep. Yeah, you got to look that one up. More to come in the 9 o'clock stretch.
Here's what's trending on the Sky.
Trump's hush money trial.
This is a Biden witch hunt to keep me off the campaign trail.
The news that's trending.
It's not working because my poll numbers are higher than they've ever been.
The news that's now.
Anti-Semitism protests at Columbia University.
Silence us, the louder we will be.
The news station.
Aid coming to Ukraine.
The House has made many strong improvements to the Senate bill.
Now more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.